Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 2nd of November, and here in Auroville, cloudy morning on 26 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today variable cloudiness with showers and thunderstorm, and over the night partly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm around, with a chance on precipitation on 69% and chance on thunderstorms on 40%. Temperatures ranging from low 24 to high 28 with heat index on 32 degrees Celsius. Winds from north at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 94%, and on 3rd or 4th of November it's a full moon in Taurus. November 3rd and 4th Taurus full moon marks the first of a trilogy of full moon supermoons happening over November and December 2017 and January 2018. This full moon supermoon energy may have you feeling like a tug of war is it at play. This grounded, patient Taurus energy doesn't want to budge from its comfortable feel-good place of pleasure. But Sun in impatient Scorpio is pushing for change, for growth, and for us to take a good hard look below the surface and move us out of our comfort zones. On a poignant note, transformation is going to happen, so you may as well surrender and evolve with grace and ease. Schedule general meeting to discuss Yutlings, Hive and the Pump House. It's postponed on 14th of November. But from Working Committee, Auroville Council, Funds and Asset Management Committee, they're announcing the final list of participants for the 3-day selection process. From 3rd to 5th of November, so that would be that weekend. Names have gone through the feedback process conducted by TFRC, Temporary Feedback Review Committee, and eligible to be potential members for the concerned groups. You should remember that the ongoing members of the Auroville Council, Working Committee and FMC, as well as the newly formed L'Avenir d'Auroville Interface Team are participating in the 3-day selection process. The ongoing members of the PWG selection process are included in the selection process and are not bound to go through the feedback process. Dr. Karan Singh requested Working Committee to share with the community the attached draft resolution which has been added to an interim to the agenda for the UNESCO General Conference next in November. And please find the attached PDF file. On 5th of November, we are invited by Earth and Us to a happiness workshop between 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Bhumika in Bharat Nivas. Workshop signifies the shift from momentary pleasures to lasting bliss through restructuring the mind with the simple techniques and gradually building enabling living patterns. And as they are saying, happiness is a skill, so learn it. Cost of this workshop is 400 rupees and you need to register on 9486750671. On 4th and 5th of November at AHA School in Auroville, we are invited to exploration of community schooling. Being inclusive of adults, children and all stakeholders in the schooling of the child, facilitated by Arun and Purima from Marudam School in Tiruvannamalai. When we talk about holistic education, we are also talking about the child's inherent capacity to learn by themselves. But should children be left alone completely or is other guidance a must for their growth? If guidance is important, how much facilitation and what way should the right kind of facilitation happen? The adult's role therefore becomes threefold of being an observer, a participant and facilitator. And this leads to questions like how does one create a culture of observation? How to build an observation and turn it into a concrete learning? At what moment does an adult engage in as participant along with the child and when is as facilitator to the child? When does participation become interference? Exploring these questions and more through Marudam experience as well as experience of the participants through discussion and carrying out activities. For more information, call Krishna on 948-984-331-9260. And from the French Institute in Pondicherry, we are invited to a talk on 6th of November, Monday at 4 p.m. on transmission and hydrization of knowledge, practices and representation of the environment comparison between Morocco and India. Talk by Dr. Romain Simenal, National Research Institute for Sustainable Development in France. and Iceland invites us on action days in future forest. And he's saying that if you have ever wondered what is involved in forest work, this is a good opportunity to try it firsthand. The second phase will see you fencing newly purchased land and planting trees and shrubs. It will be from 8:30 a.m. to noon and then from 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Monday, 13th of November and Wednesday, 15th of November. You will meet by the Minati Gate near Youth Center at 8:15 a.m. on the above mentioned dates and then cycle to the new plots. And if you cannot make it but want to contribute financially, diesel for tractors, seedlings, compost, nails, tools and etc., you can do that at financial service account 252598. And for more information you can call Iceland on 7598103616. And we have quite some announcements today. We have a new legal consultant in Oroville. So the community can now get the legal consulting registered under ASA, Satyaslan Legal Consultation, and queries and doubts can be brought forward in all legal related issues for advice, opinion, such as for example registration at Vanur Pondicherry or any other office regarding birth, marriage, property, consumer forms, check bounces, accidents, matrimony, property, labor-related issues, apostilles follow-ups at various levels, visa-related questions and etc. In case of issues in a court, then it can be followed up as an advocate, as he's also registered at Tamil Nadu and Pondicherry Bar Council. Satya Silan, Advocate Legal Consultant, Adventure Community, and for our appointment you need to write a mail to him, satyanlaws@oroville.org. OrthoCare informs us that they will be closed for winter break between 13th of November until 8th of January. So for any urgent work which needs to be done before, you need to contact them or make your own appointment at OrthoCare webpage. Nimtree Eatery informs us that they have extended their service to us between 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. And for visitor center, cafeteria comes information that delivery service will start on Friday 3rd of November. And you can book between 6 to 8 p.m. And deliveries will be going out between 7 to 8:30 p.m. Minimum 30 minutes for delivery and costs are 25 rupees per item. And we have also a joyful news that Matrimony Calendar 2018 is available and the theme of this year is Beauty Mirrors God's Delight with the cover of Matrimony Calendar. And our Oroville Planners is about to be launched and can be distributed in shops in Oroville and Pondicherry. On this one, the covering photo is a wall painting of Youth Center, The Little Prince, and inside are 12 colorful photos depicting varieties of daily life in Oroville. At Visitor Center Video Room, on Friday 3rd, we will see at 7:45 The Day the Earth Stood Still, made in USA in 1951 and directed by Robert Wise. On Saturday 4th of November at 5 p.m. a tribute to Search and Orovillian Who Marked Oroville. Interview filmed by Doris and Francis in 2008. At Eco Film Club in Sedona Forest, tomorrow 7 p.m. Wasteland, Various, made in 2009 and directed by Thomas Zurich. On Cinema Paradiso tonight, French drama, It's Only the End of the World, made in France and Canada in 2016 and directed by Xavier Dolan. On Saturday, international comedy drama, The Memory Witch Stories, new and selected, made in USA in 2017 by director Noah Baumbach. On Sunday, 4:30 p.m, children's film comedy, Little Nicolas, made in France in 2009 and directed by Laurent Tirard. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m, Akira Kurosawa movie still going on, and this Sunday, drama, The Lover Death, made in Japan in 1957. From the Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo, we read, "He who chooses the infinite has been chosen by the infinite." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orgelradio.org.